Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Now here we are, 10 years had passed, and they knew they made a mistake with Ishmael. What we need to understand, when they made that mistake, Abram was 86. God stopped talking to him. When they decided, okay, we're going to do this thing ourselves. Abe, just go in under Hagar. We'll raise up the seed like that. You see, sometimes there's delay. Not denial, but delay. Because God knows you will try over and over and over to do it yourself. All I see is here. I hear ooms and... And just, you know. Is it true? It's true, right? We all have been there. You're trying to do it yourself. And do it yourself. And do it yourself. God said, my word won't return unto me void. It will accomplish what I sent it to accomplish. And prosper in what I sent it to prosper in. Well, right away, somebody wants to work it out themselves. So they find Hagar and they birth an Ishmael. Abram was 86. God didn't speak to him for 13 years. Uh-oh, somebody say delay.
Delay.
But not denied.
Not denied.
It was 10 years in Canaan. Tack on another 13 years for the trying to work it out themselves, the disobedience, the birthing of the Ishmael. And you got what? 23 years? Is it 23 years? 23 years. Somebody say delay.
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 But not denied.
Not denied.
I'm sure like some of you here, I'm of the persuasion God purposes to delay things at different times. You don't see the full picture. That's why you got to be governed by the clock on the inside.
Amen.
The one that's connected to eternity.
Yes.
And you can say, I don't understand how this works, but I got a feeling on the inside. God's not through yet.
Yes.
God's doing something.
Yes.
God's working something.
Yes.
See, instead of just what you see with your eyes and hear with your ears, understand. There's a clock on the inside. There's a witness. Huh? How do we know Jesus lived? There's a witness. I ain't got no witness of Muhammad. Resurrected or Buddha. I do have a witness of Christ. And there's a fruit of it. There's a changed life. So 10 years had passed. Then another 13 years. There were 23 years had passed. Their carnal nature had tried to work it out. God gave them ample time to humble themselves and realize, you know what? I can't do this myself. The sooner you realize what God has called you to is bigger than you, bigger than your innovation, bigger than what you can fathom, bigger than what you can do, larger than your pocketbook or your bank account. Hello? I'm talking about what God has called you to. The sooner you realize that, the less of a delay there will be. Because God needs you in sync with Him. If He's going to entrust to you a lot, then He's going to cause you to trust Him a lot. Amen. To whom much is given, then God's going to require much. Abram and Sarai, that nature, that fallen nature, that carnal nature, that natural nature, will always try to war when there's some kind of delay or seeming delay. Because, you know, when you first hear, you know, like say a new store opens up and everybody visits it, first few days, and then after a while it just, because it's new, people are excited about it, But see, you can't do prophetic words like that. Because they don't spoil. But the enemy will try to just blind you to the reality. Well, it's been a long time. Delay. Not denial. That's why learn to encourage yourself. When nobody's around, you're not moping around sad because God done forgot about you. And you thought. No, your thoughts ain't his thoughts. Sometimes delay is due to immaturity. Somebody in the middle between beside my wife and elder say amen. It's to see some people, because they don't say amen to something, it don't apply to them. It applies to all of us. Whether we say amen, ouch, I don't believe that, I ain't receiving it, it still applies to you. And every one of us in here been there, done that, got t-shirts. We do. What we do, we're moving on from there. Because we want to understand what the delay is all about. So when you go home, you can do an inventory. Say, Lord, am I immature? Am I not ready for something here? And if so, show me so that you can prepare me. Most people that win the lottery, that know that money, win the lottery within a year or so time, broke, busted, and disgusted again. Why? Wasn't prepared for it. That's generational wealth. Okay, so let's look at Genesis 17. Now God steps in after 23 years. Now it may not be that many years with you. It may be a much shorter time, but still to you it seems as though it's been a delay. Genesis 17, verse 1 through 8. And when Abram was 90 years old and 9. Like if 90 wasn't a much, and 9 more. 99 going on 100. Huh? Tell somebody that's old. Thank God for somebody that can live that long. And you know, they got 100-year-olds that actually run races. They can probably outrun a whole lot of us too. Because they're taking care of the temple the way they have. But that's an old age, right? In that era and in our era. Okay, next verse. And it ain't nothing wrong with being old. He said, I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. Wait a minute. Am I in the right place? Yes, okay. He appeared unto Abram at 99 and he said, walk before me and be perfect. That was in that first verse. In other words, God was correcting him. Walk before me uprightly. Stop reverting or resorting to your own ways. And you know what? Abram was ready to hear him. See, God knows what we need. Hello, and it's not always, listen, honestly, it's not always comfortable. But God knows what we need to position us to be able to hear him. Not just hear him, but be listening for him. Yes, he does. He knows what we need. And it's not always a chastening or some kind of, you know, evil coming against our life or challenges. Sometimes it's blessing. Sometimes there's a need to be encouraged. So here in chapter 17, get that next verse up for me. Verse 2. And I will make my covenant between you and me and will multiply you exceedingly like I said in the beginning. Next verse. And Abram fell on his face and God talked with him, saying, here, now God is taking the place of Sarai's voice. Come on. When God get through with you, or let me say when he prepares you, you're going to distinguish his voice. You're going to be wanting to hear his voice. Amen. You're going to be listening for his voice. Get it back up. Abram fell on his face and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be a father of many nations. Neither shall your name anymore be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For a father of many nations have I made thee. And I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make nations of you, and kings shall come out of you. Okay? So, what happens here? Let's go on. Next verse, verse 7. And I will establish my covenant between you, me and you, and your seed after you in their generations. For an everlasting covenant to be a God unto you and to your seed after you. Verse 8. And I will give unto you and to your seed after you the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Amen. Tell somebody, he changed his name.
He changed
his name. Amen. This is part of the process. Your speech has to change. Amen. Tell somebody, no more Abram. Stop calling me Boo Boo. That's what I grew up. Maybe you grew up with that name growing up. Boo Boo. Bad boy. Whatever you are. No, that ain't me no more. My name has been changed. I'm not Abram anymore. You see, God called him. When God got ready, he called him something different. He called him something that was on par with what God was doing. See, your speech has to come up to what God is doing. She dropped the mic right there. I said, your speech has to come up to par with what God is doing. Stop all that poor mouth stuff. Stop all that, I don't understand. I don't know. I don't care. I just know. Stop all that foolishness. Start talking. I'm a king. I'm blessed and highly favored of the Lord. What God promised me, it is coming to pass. I don't care what it looks like. It is coming to pass. It's got to come to pass. I speak to this mountain. I command it to be removed, cast into the sea. I'm not doubting in my heart. I believe what I'm saying is coming to pass. I will have what I say. Your speech has to come up to par with what God is saying. No longer are you Abram. Your name is Abraham. Every time I talk to you, it's going to be Abraham. Every time people talk to you, it'll be Abraham. Bring this thing into manifestation. God calls things that are not as though they were until they manifest. That quantum level starts to get jittery. Stuff starts to take form in that realm where we are already blessed. That blessing starts to rise up and say, Abraham, is no longer Abram.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.